Before we get into today's episode of the Kona Edge, I just wanted to give you a heads up once again that at the end of this month, we are once again giving away an entry into a half Ironman race anywhere in the world. You can race if you would like to enter. All you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win. You can also text the word Ironman to 44222 if you're in the United States, and I'll send you the details on how you can get into the draw. And it's as simple as becoming a patron of the Kona Edge. So if you spare a few cents our way and help us keep the lights on, we'll put your name into the draw. For every dollar that you pledge, you get one entry into the draw. It'll be happening on the 1st of July. So head over to thekonaedge.com/win, or you can text the word Ironman to 44222.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome back. I'm Brad Brown, coming to you from almost the southern tip of Africa, Cape Town in South Africa, the beautiful, most beautiful city in the world. I know some of you might argue with me, but I'm right. It's my podcast. I can say it's the most beautiful city in the world. It's gorgeous. If you've never been to the mother city, put it on your bucket list, okay? It is absolutely spectacular. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to chat to returning guest Rihanna Robertson to find out a little bit about her bike and some of the things she's done to improve over time. And one of them is race competitively in a pro cycling team. So that's interesting and quite a cool take. And we're also going to chat extensively about power meters and how you can use them to improve your cycle. So stick around for that. That's coming up in just a moment. Just a massive thank you once again to everyone who is supporting the Kona Edge. Our next surprise interview is coming up. If you want to find out more about it and get access to those interviews and a lot more content, the patron page is where you can go to. That's thekonaedge.com/support. All the details are there. And you can also get into our Hall of Fame. If you want to check out our Hall of Fame, the URL is thekonaedge.com/patrons with an S on the end. You can see who all is supporting the Kona Edge. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more or hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. A returning guest from Pretoria in South Africa, Rihanna Robertson, joins us now. Rihanna, in our last chat about the swim, you spoke about approaching the swim sets with a goal and an outcome for each one of your sort of swim sets. Do you approach the bike the same way? Is there always an outcome to every session you do on the bike?
Oh, definitely. It's always based on something, a goal that needs to be achieved. And then obviously the sessions, whether it's swim, bike, or run, is obviously to improve those little weaknesses. But yeah, definitely.
As far as your bike goes, out of the three disciplines, swim, bike, and run, where would you rate it out of the three?
I think actually my cycling is my little, that's the strongest at the moment, or used to be the strongest for me. It just never growing up cycling, but it just gels. I was also privileged to cycle for the Best Mates female ladies team last year, which is completely different cycling than Ironman racing. But yeah, the cycling for me is definitely up there and one of my best ones.
Yeah, we touched on swimming with strong swimmers in our last chat, and you mentioned racing sort of proper cycling, road cycling, not in a triathlon. And we've had a guest on here before, Lisa Ranchetto, who is a professional cyclist, and almost in her off-season, triathlon off-season, she's racing bikes across the world. And then in her cycling off-season, she races triathlon. And we've We've seen a few sort of, and particularly on the ladies' side, I think of the likes of like an Emma Pooley as an example. Cycling, it's a different sport, like you rightly say, but gee, you can get some big benefits out of it for triathlon.
Oh yeah, you can. I mean, for me, the pace that you learn to ride with in a group or in a bunch is completely different than your steady, low type of cycling. And the juniors that I work with, coaching, I'm actually encouraging them to do cycling races so they can get used to learning from the cyclist. I think that was the biggest thing, learning from cyclists, you know, where to conserve energy, where to push, where to move around. And also getting a perception of space for you. And then the juniors that I work with, I actually encourage them to do, and we actually work that in their program so that they do cycling races, so they can get aware of where's the people in front of them, how does attacking work, how does the structure work. Because remember, they have a draft legal race, which is obviously more competitive. So I really encourage them to do that.
But even saying that, Rihanna, like I know as well, riding, not that I'm a competitive cyclist, but I've got a couple of decent performances on the bike. And even though like an Ironman is non-drafting, just the sort of skills and like you say, the awareness and the bike awareness you learn from riding in bunches that are moving, I tell you what, it helps you a lot in the sport of triathlon.
Yeah, so I've had a few athletes that I work with as well who sit on the indoor trainer, and I'm a big fan of the indoor trainer, don't get me wrong, but they do actually all their sessions on an indoor trainer. That is now Monday to Sunday. And when they get out on the road, they've got no idea about how to handle a speed bump, how to go around the corner, is it safe, how does the gravel impact your turning abilities, you know, how to stand when you're climbing, how to sit in a bunch. And that's one of the first things we try and fix to get them to be more aware about their conditions out on the road.
Yeah, and it also helps with sort of getting comfortable on the bike, being in those sort of situations. As far as you go, what are like one or two of the things you think has given you the biggest gains in your bike over the years, things that you've done to improve?
I got myself a power meter just before Ironman 2014. And that to me was the most biggest advantage I could get from cycling. It also had to change my mindset about how to conserve energy. And it's not just, again, like I've mentioned in the swimming part, it's not just about swimming fast, but it's also about coming out of the water in a good time and being able to bike and run off it. Now, cycling is very similar, where if you keep your watts and you know what those threshold watts are, you are able to run much faster and more efficient off the bike, which obviously adds to the bigger picture. And that to me was a big learning curve. I always used to be a big slow gear, grinding them as hard as I can. And that's one thing with the power sensor that's changed, that I could be more efficient on the bike. And I would say the second most important thing was actually getting trainer software and doing virtual rides on the type of races that I enter for. So I get a type of idea of what to expect. I'm a very visual person, so that for me was the two biggest gains that I got.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, you spoke about riding the Kona bike course in our first chat. What is that trainer, the software that you're using? Tell us a little bit more about it.
So I use the TAC software. I know there's so many out there at the moment. So if you have a GPS file of the route, and it could be anything, it could be your training route around the block, it could be 94.7, it could be Kona. You actually import that GPS file. Obviously, you need to have a Google Earth license, and you need to have internet access. And you can actually see, you can change your screens to what you want to see, but I mean, you can see the actual route, where the tree is, where the turnaround is. This morning, I sat on the trainer and I did the first part of the Durban 70.3 route up to the turnaround. So you just get a nice idea of what to expect if you're not privileged enough to be out there or be out of the road when it's cold, 4 o'clock in the morning. And that to me it also makes it a bit fun and a bit more exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Rihanna, thanks for your time today on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. We look forward to chatting about your run next time out.
Cool. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks so much for joining us. And that's a wrap for today's podcast. Short and sweet. And some great tips in there. I hope you enjoyed my chat with Rihanna once again. And if you haven't yet, please do consider leaving us a review on iTunes. We've been getting some amazing ones. And I do appreciate each and every one of them. And so, I wish I could tell you how much it moves the needle every time we get a review. And it's a way for you to just help me out by leaving a review. It takes 2 minutes, literally. And it helps get us in front of more earballs and ear holes and eyeballs. I'll get it right eventually. All you have to do, if you'd like to find out exactly how to do it and how you can win by leaving us a review, head over to thekonaedge.com/win. That's thekonaedge.com/win.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to thekonaedge.com/bikeseminar now.